This is the story of a driver's education. Well, now there was no driver's ed program where our kids went to school. I said, I'm no Richard Petty, but I'm nobody's fool. I said, I don't need to pay someone to teach my son to drive. I'll teach him everything I know, that way he will survive. So I drove to the country, sat him behind the wheel. But before I handed him the keys, I said, now listen, here's the deal. Now, there's a whole lot that you need to know before you put this thing in gear. He said, Daddy, I know everything. I've been watching you for years. On the highway, drive as fast as you can. Keep a sharp lookout for the man. And be careful not to let some fool get ahead of you. Yeah, let the folks who drive too slow blow your horn if it still won't go. And Daddy, now that I'm driving, can I use those words you use? This is the story of a driver's education, and it really doesn't need much explanation. It's more or less the product of a painful revelation. Story of a driver's education. I said, now hold on there a minute, son, that's not exactly right. He said, oh yeah, I forgot the part about how to drive at night. Always keep your bright lights on so you can see what's going on. And if those other folks don't like it, well, they know what they can do. And you can run red lights when no one's around, and stop signs only mean slow down. See, Daddy, I've been watching. I know everything you do. So I took the wheel and drove us home. I had a lot to think about. I resisted the temptation several times to rant and rave and shout. The next day, I enrolled our son in a professional driving school, and they taught him to be an excellent driver, and I learned a few things too. This is the story of a driver's education, and it really doesn't need much explanation. It's more or less the product of a painful revelation. Story of a driver's education.